I'm going to start the program, and I'm going to share some things, and then Larry's going to he's going to share, you know, here and there, because I want Larry to share something that the Lord has given him, an experience he had, which is very, very powerful. And I just want to start by saying, people, that I don't want this to be a cause of fear or concern to you, but there are things that that have come to me that I need to share. I pray that you know, I prayed about this, and I really was not wanting to share this. I hold back in things as long as I can, but the tremendous amount of evidence that was coming to me in this last few days, it's overwhelming. It's not just one or two, it's coming in by the handfuls. And so I believe in my heart that this is the will of the Father to share this at this time, and this is the first time I'm going to share this in this program. So prepare for battle and the edge. So this is, you're going to hear this for the first time. I'm getting all the programs prepared, lined up, but this is the first time I'm going to share it. So maybe on the other ones I'll have more information even to share. But the Father has really been dealing with me. The Spirit of the Lord has really been strong on me, confirming these things. And I had an opportunity to come across a video that I heard, where I heard this brother from Puerto Rico. His name is Efraín Rodríguez, and I communicated with him through emails. Have not been able to talk to him yet. He sent me a lot of information, and there's a lot of things that the Lord gave him back in 2010, and everything that the Lord has given him in one way or another, he has given to me the same things. Maybe not all in that same way, but in different ways, he's shown me the same things. And it has to do with a tsunami, an earthquake, a massive catastrophic event that is imminent in the Caribbean, namely in the area of Puerto Rico. And the Lord showed this brother specifically where it was going to happen. And it's going to be basically Puerto Rico is going to be ground zero for this event, according to this brother. And it's not just a prophecy or a vision, because there's many people that I have come to me and told me, you know, the Lord showed me this, the Lord showed me that, and other visions and dreams that people have had over the years, you know, the Lord showed. So I do not get unsettled easily by those things, okay? So let me say that right off the bat. I do not get unsettled, rattled that easy. But the thing about this one is that there are confirmations all over the place that something is about to take place right there in that region. And I was watching just this afternoon from the news network of Puerto Rico, Telemundo. And they were basically saying that there are many coffins. There are hundreds of thousands of coffins, if not millions, a couple of million coffins there. The rumors go from hundreds of thousands to up to 2 million. So the reports vary, okay? But one thing they all agree on is that there is an enormous amount of coffins and body bags that have arrived at Puerto Rico that FEMA has brought in. And there are many, many FEMA people there. There are many military personnel there from FEMA and from and soldiers and so forth. And there's a lot of activity of military vehicles going to the mountains and coming down from the mountains, and no one really knows why. And so the people there are beginning to become afraid. Many people there are beginning to tell their families to come to the United States. Many of them are moving because they know that something bad is going to happen, but they don't know what. Now, this brother, Efraín Rodríguez, he had this vision back in 2010. So I'm going to share a little bit about that because there's more. I mean, there's a lot there that most people do not know. Okay, and he was given this back in 2010, and he was basically shown where an asteroid was going to fall right close to Puerto Rico, on the western part of Puerto Rico, between Mayagüez and the island of Mona. And for your reference, the island of Mona is an island that is approximately between Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. And he was shown exactly the place where this asteroid was going to fall, and the Lord revealed to him that there was going to be a humongous tidal wave, tsunami, as a result of this impact, about 1,000 feet high, I think is what he said. And the impact was going to be so powerful that according to him, he has spoken to some of the scientists there in the island of Puerto Rico, because he is very close to the governor there of Puerto Rico. And the governor there listens to him, and he has been telling him, you know, some suggestions and some things to do and not to do, because the governor, I believe, began to store food and medicines and things of that nature along the coast. And he told him, don't do that. Take it up to the mountains, far inland, because all that area is going to be wiped out, and all your medicine and food is going to be destroyed, and you will not be able to help anybody. So, you know, he has been counseling the governor there, and he said he spoke with one of the scientists from FEMA there, and that at first he said they didn't want to admit it. They didn't want to tell him. But he basically told him what the Lord had shown him, and he said, the Lord showed this to me before he showed him to you. And you know, basically rebuked them, and I guess that softened them a little bit, and they began to share some things with him. And one of the things that they shared with him was that the impact, they're expecting the impact from this asteroid to be so powerful that it will literally stop the rotation of the Earth, and for a few moments, of course. And most of you remember what happened back a few years ago with Chile, when that massive earthquake struck Chile, that the island was moved, or the coast of Chile was moved several feet, and there was fractions of a minute lost in the rotation of the Earth. And you know, this thing, if it does happen like that, it's going to be so powerful that that it's going to stop the rotation of the Earth for a while, for a few moments, and we don't know what that would do, because we've never gone through anything like that. I believe something may have happened similar to that when the sun stood still, remember, during the days of Joshua. But we really don't know what that could be, what that could do, because it really is something we've never gone through before. So, you know, we don't know what to expect. But we do know that according to what this brother reported, he said that the estimates that he has received from FEMA and from some of these other people is that the death toll could be in the millions, upwards of 24 million or plus millions. There, I was talking to another source today, and he told me the death toll could be up in the 40s of millions. And it will affect, excuse me, it will affect not only the area of Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. It will also affect Cuba, Jamaica, the islands, Central America, the coast of South America, and the continental eastern coast of the United States and the Gulf of Mexico. And this may be one of the reasons why lots of people have been reporting FEMA coffins along the eastern seaboard of Georgia and some of those other states. And they did not know what that meant, what that was for. And so I am basically now telling you that I am 99% sure, okay? I never say 100 because you never know, but I am 99% sure that is the reason why those coffins have been seen there in many of those places, because FEMA has known about this for a while now, and they have been preparing. And even FEMA has been trying to warn the people in a very low-key kind of way through commercials and through commercials on the TV and through commercials, you know, in different areas, and through movies, trying to warn the people that something of this nature could happen and probably might happen. And so all these drills and all these things that you have been hearing about, that are getting ready to be done now in the month up to and I think it's to the month of October 1st. It is basically, that is the reason why they're doing this. All those other rumors and things, I believe they're not what this is for. I believe the true reason for this thing is because of what I'm just sharing with you right now. They are expecting a monster cataclysmic event, or several cataclysmic events, to begin to happen in the very near future. Apparently, they have a timeline for this, but they have not released it yet. Now, according to these reports, and the FEMA Region 3, which of course is the area of, for those that do not know, is the area of Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Delaware, and New Jersey. I think New Jersey is included, I'm not sure. But and Pennsylvania, that's FEMA area, Region 3, okay? Now, whether that area is included in the in one of the areas that is going to be deeply affected, I am not sure. It could be. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that is the place where it's going to happen. Contrary to what many people believe, and many people have been saying, I don't believe that is the area that it is going to happen. It may be impacted as well. But they have used that as a station area and a base of operations for all these things that are going to be happening in the near future. These things, people, needless to say, it is something which we have never encountered before. I have been saying for a long time to the people, I have been trying my very best to warn the people. I have been sounding the alarm, and as well as Larry Taylor and many other men of God out there, I've been sounding the alarm as much as I possibly can. It's going to get to the point very soon where I may not be able to do that anymore. So if you have not prepared, if you have not done what you need to do, and you only have moments now, maybe a few days, I don't know, to get your food, to get your water, to get your medicine prepared. If you have prescriptions, get all that done and ask the Lord what He would have you do. But most importantly, you need to have your heart right, because what the Lord has shown me, only those that belong to Him and are His and are faithful to Him and are walking in relationship with Him, in covenant with Him, are going to make it. He is going to destroy the wicked. He's going to use this event to basically destroy the wicked. And many people are going to die. And many false pastors are going to die. And many false brethren are going to die. Many false prophets, many false apostles, many of these so-called Christianettes, they're going to die. And it hurts me to say this. I have been grieving all day today. I have been weeping before the Lord, travailing before the Lord. But this thing, it cannot be stopped. It cannot be stopped. We could probably pray and ask the Lord to intervene in the situation with Syria, and he did. Basically, World War III was averted because it was man that was doing that. That was man bringing that war about. That was the hand of man. This is the hand of God. This is the hand of God. It cannot be stopped. And he has shown me clearly that he is going to protect those that are his, but there's going to be such a massive loss of life that it is going to shock, literally shock the world. And a lot of people are not prepared. They're not prepared for this. And I really, my heart goes out. My heart is really grieved because they're not ready. They're not ready, and the Lord is about to pour out his wrath. And the judgment is about to fall. There are many places that are doing all kinds of ungodly things. They're doing human sacrifices. They're worshiping Baal. They're worshiping Moloch. They're doing witchcraft, sorcery, homosexual acts. Ungodly things are being done all around Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, the Caribbean, the East Coast of the United States, the Gulf, throughout all the parts of the country, in the West Coast. These things are running rampant in Europe, in Africa, all over the world, in the Middle East, in Asia, Australia, in China. It is ungodly, the things that the Lord cannot stand it anymore. He just cannot bear to look at it anymore. And today, I had a very powerful experience, people. This morning, as I was praying, and the Lord showed me something last night, and I just was weeping before God because I have never felt anything like this. I had never seen it from this point of view before. I had never looked at it through his eyes. And when I saw it, it really repulsed me. It really repulsed me. It made me angry at first. And then it made me weep because I realized that this is exactly what the Lord is saying in his word. So I am very, very concerned about many of these things. I am very, very concerned because I know that the church is not ready. Church is not prepared. And this thing is imminent. This thing is about to happen. When is it going to happen? I do not know. I believe that we are very close to it. But I don't know when it's going to happen. I believe that that this thing is maybe months away. And I did a program, I believe, with Larry some time back about some dates, and Larry shared some dates too the Lord had given him. And I believe this is what that has to do about. I did not understand it when I first was shown it. I was given dates starting in August of this year with these two men that were working on these gadgets. And I did not know what they were doing. I was very confused. And it took me a while. It took me a while, but I really had no idea what was going on. And I didn't know if this was about the economy. I didn't know if this was about a nuclear attack on this country. I didn't know what this was about. But basically, I believe now, and I believe with certain degree of certainty, that this numbers that the Lord showed me, this date, which is they're not specific dates. It's more like a window of time, a window from August of this year to August of next year, 2014, when many of these things are going to happen. Many of these visions that he's given me, many of these cataclysms are going to happen. And, you know, and one of the things that he did say to me was that he was going to change the way that it was going to basically end the world as we know it. The world as we know it was going to come to an end. It's not the end of the world, but the world as we know it was going to come to an end. And so I have prayed and I sent out a few hours ago to some of the people in our mailing list what the Lord gave me today, a message. I called it a groan from the throne. And what the Lord told me basically is, I mean, the pain that he feels from the people that have turned their backs on him, people that are committing fornication with their other lovers instead of him, loving him, instead of just spending time with him. It was a very strong word, and you can see it. You can go to our website, and you can read it there. I'm not going to take the time to read it to you, but it is there. It's posted. And it's been the strongest word I have ever received from the Father, the strongest word I have ever received from the Lord. And he cannot bear to look at it anymore. He cannot bear to look at his bride to be fornicating with others, other lovers, when they're supposed to be his bride. They're his people, his bride. They're supposed to be serving him, and he cannot bear to look at it anymore. And I cannot share what the Lord gave me last night, but it was incredible. It was incredible, his grief, his pain. He cannot bear to look at it. His bride making love to the other lovers while they won't even talk to him. And so, people, I am giving you this very strong word to you tonight. Out of love, out of concern, so that you would listen, that you would listen, and that you would hearken unto this word, because these events are about to happen. Now, let me just share something else briefly, and then I'm gonna turn it over to Larry for him to comment and share whatever is on his heart. One of the things, okay, that that this man said was that he asked the Lord for a sign. He said, "Give me a sign when these things are imminent." And remember, this was back in 2010. And now, many of you don't know, but there is a very famous evangelist in Puerto Rico, the greatest evangelist Puerto Rico has ever produced. His name is Gigi Avila. He was mightily used of God in signs, wonders, and miracles. He was a true man of God. He was like the Billy Graham of Puerto Rico, the Pentecostal Billy Graham from Puerto Rico. But this brother, signs and wonders followed him. He lived a very pure, holy life. No one has ever been able to ever accuse him of any wrongdoing. And he was very sickly back in 2010. And the Lord told him, he said, go talk to my son Gigi Avila, and you know, and then I want to share some things with you. And he told him, he said, Lord, if he rejects this vision from you that you have given me, I'm not going to give it. So that was the covenant that he made with the Lord. And he went to talk to him and share everything the Father had shown him. And as he was leaving, you know, this brother, Gigi Avila, told him, stop, don't leave. He says, I want to pray for you. Everything that you have shared and told me is from God. I want you to go and share it with everybody in the whole wide world, because this is from God. And then the Lord told him, after he met with this brother, he said, the sign that I'm going to give you about these events are imminent and about to happen is when Gigi Avila dies. He's going to die. He's not going to see this. He's going to die first. And after he dies, this event will happen. Now, I wasn't aware of this until just a few days ago, that Gigi Avila died in June 28 of this year. I didn't know that. Gigi Avila just died this year, in June 28. And people, this thing that is about to happen, I believe is going to shake the island of Puerto Rico, but not just Puerto Rico. It's going to shake the Dominican Republic, the Caribbean, the East Coast of the United States, the Gulf Coast. And I believe this is not going to be the... This is going to be the beginning, people. This is not going to be the worst. This is going to be the beginning of the birth pangs, the beginning of the woes, if you will, that are going to come upon the earth. Because there are many other things that the Father has shown me. These reports are coming now by the handfuls. By the handfuls. The Lord has shown me, just a few days ago, He's shown me something is going to happen. Also in the area of Norway. Now, for me to even think about Norway, you know this has to be God. Because Norway was the furthest thing from my mind, from my heart. I wasn't even praying about Norway. I wasn't thinking about Norway. You know, I don't talk about Norway. There are no news about Norway. And basically the Lord told me that there was going to be an event there near Norway or, you know, in the Atlantic that was going to impact Norway and the Norwegian Sea. And He was very clear about this, the Norwegian Sea. Mm-hmm. And Norway. And I believe that it could either be another asteroid that is going to fall there, or it could be a massive fault line that is around that area south of Iceland, or it could be one of the big volcanoes there, like Katla, in you know, that might erupt, or other volcanoes. I don't know, but something is going to happen in that region as well. That is going to it's going to have a devastating effect on Norway and the Norwegian Sea. So from these things that I am receiving in my spirit and other people are receiving in their spirit, there are things that are going to happen, people, that is going to impact the whole world. And this is going to be only the beginning. And this is going to wake up a lot of people. It's going to wake up a lot of backsliding Christians. This is going to cause one of the greatest harvest of souls that we have ever seen. This is what many have been prophesying about, that there was coming a massive harvest of souls. This is going to be, I believe this is probably what is going to trigger it. When the people see this humongous devastation and death everywhere, it's going to be horrific. Now, let me just share this real quick, and then I want you to comment, Larry, and I'll turn it over to you. When this impact happens, this asteroid impacts the Caribbean Sea there near Puerto Rico. From what this brother has spoken with the scientists, they say that it is going to literally bring about great a blackout. The power is going to go. There's going to be no power when this cataclysmic event takes place. And therefore, there might be a blackout of darkness, great darkness, happen for 3 days. And he said the bodies are going to be left in the open. They will not be able to be buried. And that is going to cause a great pestilence, a great disease, because the bodies will not be able to be buried immediately, which is usually what is done. So this is really something very serious. This is not something to be mocking or laughing about. If you want to believe it, if you don't want to believe it, that's fine. That's up to you. But I'm telling you, I don't share things like this lightly. I have weighed this thing, the consequences of sharing these things, and the Lord has released me. This is how important it is. I am basically being propelled to go to any radio station that I can and share this thing, because this event is going to affect so many lives. Many lives are hanging in the balance, and if they don't receive Jesus Christ, they're going to be lost forever, for all eternity. Larry?
Well, I think, Augusto, this is about the most somber I've heard you, and the most serious I believe I've ever heard you speak. I know that this, what you've experienced the last few days, maybe weeks, has really been deep in your spirit. And I was thinking, as you was, a matter of fact, your most recent one that came out, the one called Norway Beware or the Norwegian Sea, and boy, that got my attention when I clicked over to your website and looked at it, because of the fact that about 100 years ago or so, there was a Christian prophet or seer in Finland, Norway region by the name of Anton Johansson. And he actually prophesied the sinking of the Titanic, and I don't have to explain that one at all, prima facie there. And he prophesied World War One, where it would start, where the battles would be fought, who would win them. I mean, he laid it out. I mean, God showed him everything about that, and I don't know that he was ever proved wrong on anything other than some of his prophecies haven't come true yet. But one of the interesting things that clicked with me when you had this Norwegian Sea experience, and I believe you said that was actually last night, or recently anyway, and the interesting thing was Anton Johansson declared a tremendous catastrophe, a world catastrophe that would begin, he said, or initiate, as far as he's concerned. He said he did not know whether it was earthquake related, volcano related, or asteroid related, but something happens in the Norwegian Sea. Now, that's funny, you'd use that same location, Norwegian Sea, and it would be catastrophic to all the continents that surround that area, which really, if you think, the Norwegian Sea, tsunamis, if something struck or Katla or any of the other blew its top, that would affect, well, England and Europe and Norway and Greenland and all the way down to the northeast and maybe the entire east coast of the United States and over to Russia and, man, oh, man, you know. But that's what clicked when his name was Anton Johansson, and I know I sent a book. I sent Stan Dale, I believe, and you and Daniel a copy of his book. It's an old book, really old, written, I think, in the early 40s or something. But anyway, that I wanted to comment on that and bring that up to just kind of witness a little bit to you the location you gave as the Norwegian Sea, because it's really prophetic, and for over 100 years it's been prophetic. And then the other thing I wanted to comment was the fact that there's been so many prophecies of something happening in the Caribbean and a lot of activity around the Caribbean that has been hidden or clandestine for a number of years now, it seems like. There's been activity. Even remember all the drills, so-called, that our military, our battleships and our ships were over, you know, off of Central America, and this really made no sense at all. I mean, it made zero sense. And now things begin to look a little bit different on what, as you said, some of these drills may have not been drills per se, but preparations for something coming, a catastrophic event, you know, down the road. But anyway, another reason, too, that I wanted to comment was the fact that generally, you know, I was really reminded as you were speaking of Amos 3 and 7, and it basically says, I'm paraphrasing, that the Lord will do nothing unless he reveal it to his servants, the prophets, so really they can prepare for those events, prepare the people for them. And I think this is part of that and what you're doing. But I recently, within the last few days, of course, I've been ill for some time now, and, you know, I've been battling a problem, and really not feeling very good and not doing very good on a daily basis and struggling through my days. And recently I had a dream only a couple of three nights ago, just before I talked to you on the phone the other day. And in this dream, which really seemed more than a dream because it was much more real than you'd have if you're just dreaming, I dreamed that I had sat down in a chair and I was very weak and my head was kind of hung over to the side and I was sitting there and three shining white individuals, which I called three angels, glorious angels, appeared in front of me. And they said nothing and I looked at them and I said, do you have something for me? And one of them said, we're here for you. Now, you can take that any way you want to take it. I guess you could say sky's the limit on that one. I don't even think I have the full interpretation or the depth of the spirit that was done in yet. And I'm waiting for the rest of it, and apparently there's going to be a message. But, something like that, showing up on your doorstep, so to speak, whether it's on either side of the veil, it's a preparation thing, and I expect a message shortly. So, I'll just leave it with that, Augusto. But then, we talked, and I shared that with you. But we are in incredibly dangerous times. And as you say, souls, and I'm talking millions and millions and millions of souls are on the line. And I'm so strongly reminded of Scripture that says, You know not what hour your soul may be required of you. You just don't know.
Amen. No, they don't. Not one of us knows when will be the last moment when we will take our last breath. And I have become lately painfully aware of my vulnerability, of the possibility that I could die any moment, and it has propelled me to seek the Lord even with more intensity and to pour myself out to the people as much as I can, to teach them as much as I can, to do as many radio programs as I can, to warn and as much as I can, because the time is at hand. That the end of times is upon us, people. And many years ago, several years ago, the Lord gave me a vision, and I have shared with Larry, and I have shared it in programs before. That I was taken up to the very presence of the Father. I mean, the Lord was sitting right there on the throne, and and he had this big book on his lap. And he was so majestic, so glorious, so powerful. And I was afraid even to move. I was just looking at him. And yet his eyes were so full of love and understanding and tenderness that I was not afraid. But I was very reverent, very reverent. And he beckoned me. He beckoned me almost like by talking to me in my mind, in my spirit. I just knew he needed to show me something. And before I knew it, I was right there next to him. And I was not very far from him, close enough that I could look at the book that he was holding on his lap. And when I, as I was looking at him, he was looking at me with such compassion and yet concern. There was grave concern in his eyes. And he looked down to the book that he was on his lap. And he was inviting me to look down. And I was very, very concerned. I was very reluctant to look at the book. I wasn't afraid, but I was very, I was very leery of looking at the book. I didn't know what the book had in it. So finally, I looked at the book, and when I looked at the book, the page was opened, and I saw on the page written, this sentence was written there: the end of times. And I didn't know what that meant. And and next to it, he wrote a date. And the date was 2012 to 2014. Okay, I'm releasing that now because of what is about to happen. Now, at that time, I didn't know what that meant. I sought the Lord. I sought Him with all my heart to give me explanation what this meant, to tell me what this meant. And he did not say anything. He basically just confirmed that it was the end of times, with an S at the end, which made it even more incomprehensible. And as I prayed, I believe I came to the understanding that that meant was it was the end of things, the world as we know it. The world, it doesn't mean the world will end, but the end of the world as we know it. And I believe also that from what I felt in my spirit as I prayed and I sought the Lord, was that there was something, there was going to be an event that was going to affect the fabric of time and space. Well, Larry, if this event takes place, like this brother is reporting that was told to him by some of the scientists, if the Earth is stopped, the rotation of the Earth is stopped by the impact of this asteroid, that would affect the fabric of space and time. I don't know to what degree. Only time will tell. But that would definitely affect time. I mean, time would literally stop for a few moments. I don't know for how long. Now, I believe, Larry, that the experience you had, I believe the Lord is showing you what is happening in the spirit realm. I believe that the angels that you saw came to let you know that they came in, that they were there for you.
Yeah.
That they have been assigned to you. And I believe that angels are being assigned right now to many of God's precious people, many of the Lord's precious jewels, His bride, His remnant. They're being assigned for this imminent event that is about to happen. And that was confirmed to me. I think it was a couple of years ago, or 3 years ago. I can't be sure, but it's called it had to do with the messengers that were sent to me, and basically told me of the great darkness that was approaching.
Uh-huh.
And then the other thing that they told me was that there was a lot of activity in heaven. And when I heard that, I knew that the activity in the heaven had to do with angelic activity to protect His people during this time of great darkness. And I believe that there's more coming, though, Larry, for from those messengers for you. And I'm telling you, people, if you're not living for the Lord the right way, if you're not serving Him, oh my God, I beg on you, I beseech you, do not wait anymore. If you don't know the Lord, if you're listening to this program tonight and you don't know the Lord, you have not repented, surrendered your life to Jesus Christ as your only Lord and Savior, what are you waiting for? Make it right. Make it right. Get all sin out of your heart. Get all corruption out of your life. Get all the leaven out. and consecrate your life to the Lord, because the times demand it. The times demand it. This is not the time to play games. Never has been. But now is not the time to play games. And, you know, this thing, these things that that I share with you, you know, according to this brother, he says that NASA has confirmed that the trajectory of this asteroid to fall in that area, and he says it will cause great devastation in the Caribbean. The government, he said, has not said anything. He said that the NASA people have told him that the government have not said anything as not to scare the people and cause panic. Okay? Now, if there's anyone from NASA listening to me, I need to share this with you, because this is what the Lord showed me and told me. You need to weigh in your heart that what you're doing. Because, yes, I understand and I agree that something like this would cause panic. But to be totally silent on something like this and not tell anyone so that they have a chance to prepare, they have a chance to say goodbye to their loved ones and family, so that they have a chance to do whatever it is to make things right with their Creator. If you rob them of that opportunity, you will answer to God Almighty. You will answer to the Almighty for this. And that's all I'm going to say. You go search it out, and you go weigh it in your heart. I understand that something of this nature, I understand perfectly with their, you know, why they would be concerned to share it with the public, because panic would happen. I understand that perfectly. But this is a moment when these things have to be weighed in the balance, and a decision needs to be made as to whether to do something and prepare the people, at least give them an opportunity to to say goodbye to their family, at least to make it right with their Creator, and if possible even escape this horrendous things. And I think people deserve that right. And I know there's a lot of evil people that will perish here. There's a lot of evil people, wicked people that will perish, that will rid society of ungodly people, and maybe do society a favor. But there are many good people also that will perish with the wicked, and they will be totally lost. So I just wanted to share that. But the scientists, according to this brother and some of the people that have heard Larry, are very concerned. They're very scared about this event. And they say that this earthquake, this event is going to cause an earthquake. They are expecting an earthquake in the area of 12.0 Richter when this event happens.
That's huge.
And, Yeah, 12.0 is what he was told, and he said the east coast of the United States, the Gulf Coast, will be shaken, and all the islands of the Caribbean will be wiped out. And you know, when I was in Cuba in 2009, I remember I stayed in the small city there by the coast, the northern coast of Cuba in Havana, called Alamar. And that night, the first night I was there, the Lord gave me a vision, and I saw a tsunami coming in. Waters coming in from the north, from the west, and from the east. And I told the pastor there, I said, this is what the Lord showed me last night. And when I told him, he said, the Lord showed you this last night? I said, yes. And he just shook his head and said, oh, my.
Yeah.
So I just want to share that. I don't know. I'm going to kick it back to you, Larry, or I don't know if Dorothy
okay.
has a song that she wants to share.
Well, let me just add this real quick, Augusto, to what you just said. You know, I've known Stan Deo for many, many years, and I remember a number of times that he has literally come out and made public the statement that it would not matter if there was a catastrophe about to occur, that the government would not, I repeat, would not warn you. So, you know, we would like to think, you remember the movie 2012, don't you, Augusto? You know, just before the hammer really fell, after Yellowstone, and before the hammer really fell, everybody was headed to China. You remember the president said he was going to stay behind and warn the people, and so stayed behind and began his speech, which he, you know, I think things began to fall as he was actually giving the speech to the country and the world. But the people, as you said, they deserve the warning. I mean, seriously. So we may be picking up a lot of this warning of all this through Hollywood for the last X number of years in films and books, and through the spirit and witnesses, you know, in the spiritual nature that have told us. I don't know if the government will ever be honest with us.
Yeah, no, I don't either. And but you know, you have to put yourself in their position, you know. And it is a very tremendous thing, you know, to have to report something like this. But that's why I said that there's got to be a middle point somewhere, you know, between saying something that will cause a panic and at least alerting the people, giving them at least a chance in some way, you know, at least alerting them that there's a possibility that something, at least something, give the people something that they can take and do something with it. You know, they need to do something or they are going to be held accountable by the Almighty. And from what the Lord told me today, Larry, many of these people that are preparing their safety nets and you know their places of refuge under the earth, the Lord told me that there is no place that they're going to be able to hide from Him.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to hide from Him no matter where it is, and so this is the fallacy that they think that they're going to be safe and their families are going to be safe. And they don't realize that the only safe place to be is in the Creator's hand, in the hand of the Almighty, and He's the only one that can protect you. He's the only one that can save you. And if He decides to take you home, then praise God, I'll be happier.
Amen. I don't know whether you want to comment on it tonight or not, or release the information or not, but I did want to say that I'd received two good copies of. The image that you sent me on, I believe it was the Iris satellite, and
right.
You found something. You absolutely found something. Now, whether we'll ever be verified what it is, I saw the image, and it's there, and I believe it's the destroyer and its entourage, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something out there, and I have seen it. You have seen it, Larry, next to the sun. Many dozens, hundreds of people have seen it. They have videotaped it, photographed it. It's there. It's there.
Right.
And you know, this is what's causing all of these asteroids are being hurled towards the Earth. That's why. All of these massive earthquakes that are happening, all this volcanic activity and volcanoes erupting, just in the last 3 days, there have been 10 earthquakes, large earthquakes, eight very strong earthquakes in the last 2 days. One of them was so powerful, Larry, one of them was so powerful that it was felt in Pakistan. The one in Pakistan was 7.7 in the Richter. And it was so strong, it was felt all the way in India. And he caused an island to emerge from the bottom of the ocean. Now, when was the last time you heard that happen?
Well, the only other time I remember an island showing up basically was during that big one off of Indonesia there that we had, that big earthquake there. What was that, a 9? I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly. But, yeah, and we had a 7, you know, off of the coast of Peru, you know, just following the 7-point. The UN finally came out. GDASACS said it was a 7.8 in Pakistan, so that's almost an 8. You're talking big. Those are big and close together, you know, so something's disturbing. Matter of fact, that's something that a unique wording that Anton Johansson used about 100 years ago. He said that the interior, what was going to cause a lot of this was going to be the disquieting of the interior of the planet, of the Earth. Disquieting is the, you know, in other words, it's some disturbances. So, you know, there we are. I mean, you know, all of this has been laid out for years and years and years, but we just really haven't put a lot of it together. But I think in the long run, we almost want to hope that we never see it happen. But, you know, sooner or later, it does.
Amen.
Hey, guys. How you doing? This is Daniel Holdings, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Dan.
Listen, I wanted to call in briefly, Augusto. I'm sitting here listening to you, and you know, we've been on the radio a few times, and I've heard you and Larry on, but I got to tell you, brothers, I've never heard the solemnness in your voices the way I'm hearing tonight. And what you are saying rings so true with many things that the Lord has been showing me and that I've been watching in the news as well. And to that point, I just wanted to offer up a couple pieces of information for your audience, and then I'll get off. First of all, I don't know if you've heard this today, but Panama, the country of Panama, has actually just declared a bank holiday. And that bank holiday will run until, what else, October 1st. There's so many things happening on October 1st. And here is another one. Secondarily, you were talking about this asteroid, and I think I've told shared with both of you all the vision that the Lord gave me about a huge tidal wave hitting the Pacific coast that was generated by something in the Aleutian Islands. Well, so that kind of talk always gets my attention. There is a video that I posted on my website a while back, and I just made it so it would stick at the top of my website if you'd like to go there. It's on Comet Iceland, and Augusto, it is talking about the very same thing that you are talking about, interestingly enough. It is discussing how the that particular body has all this stuff floating around it that is going to begin to impact the Earth and cause the type of destruction that you're talking about. So if you have a chance, go to my website, danielholdings.com, and you'll see it there at the top. That's the second thing. The third thing, you know, in my spirit, there are countless things happening in the news that just boggle the mind. There's that report that there was a nuclear bomb that was snuck over to South Carolina, and they believe it's going to make its way to FEMA District 3, and there's a report out today, actually, Larry, you sent it to me, that John Morris said there was a nuclear bomb that was going to go off on October 1st in Washington, D.C. I don't know if that's true or not, but could it be that all of those things are just kind of a cover for this thing that you've seen, Augusto? I don't know, but it could very well be. And then lastly, the last point I want to make, and I'll get off and continue to listen to you guys, is in my spirit, for, and I haven't shared this with anyone. I haven't shared it with you guys. I haven't shared it with my family, because it's just, it is, it's too heavy to share at times. And, you know, I weigh those things that, like you do, those things that God gives me, you know, about dispersing them and not. But in my spirit, I'm hearing this phrase, the great calling, the great calling. And, you know, the powers that be, the New World Order, the Illuminati, whatever you want to say, they are the ones in charge of NASA. They're the ones in charge of the governments around the world. So it's my feeling that they are holding that information about this asteroid close to the vest, not because they are concerned about a panic, although they are, but they look at it as a means to an end, because they really think that they can win this thing, and this is another thing that will help them to get to their end goal of global dominance and that sort of thing. And so it does not surprise me that we have some of this other disinformation out there that we're hearing now. And then also, just to reiterate what we talked about on the radio last week when we were on together, you know, it was a couple of years ago that the Lord told me that time was at an end. And I, too, Augusto, didn't understand what that meant. I didn't understand. I asked him, Lord, what do you mean? And he just said it again. And you hear the same thing in your spirit, that the talk is at an end. And not time per se, not time in the sense of the world's going away, but time as we know it, the world as we know it, is going away. And I'm very concerned that we're not far from it. But anyway, that's the 2 cents that I wanted to chip in. Augusto, I appreciate you so much, brother. Thank you for sharing what you've shared. I know it's been hard. And Larry, thank you for the call this afternoon. It invited me to have a couple words. But you guys, I'll continue to pray for you, and I'll take your comments offline, okay? Thanks.
God bless you, Daniel.
You too.
God bless you, Daniel. Thanks for calling and sharing. It's kind of heavy. This is a very heavy program. This is not easy. I don't enjoy doing this. Woe to me if I don't share it. Woe to me if I don't share it. That's all I can say. You know, I just got another email today, just today, from another sister who lives in the northeast of Florida, of the United States, in Connecticut. The Lord showed her. He showed her, and she was basically looking at the whole eastern coast of the U.S., and she was listening to a reporter as she was seeing, you know, this tidal, huge tsunami coming in the over the areas of the northeast, you know, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey. And basically the reporter was basically saying that, you know, that those states were gone. Those states were gone. And she doesn't know what that means, and she wrote me and asked me, you know, if I could verify that, if I could clarify that. I wrote it back and I said, sister, you know, you just got a vision from the Lord about what is about to happen, and it is in the book of Revelation, chapter 8. And you know, and then I also talked to a brother in Miami, Florida. He's actually in Hollywood. He is my wife's cousin, and we don't talk often, but many years ago, he did the Ortho Blessed thing. You know, he carried a cross to many parts of the world and countries, and, you know, like also like Henry Gruber. So, you know, he has a special heart and a special place in the heart of God, and he has received many visions from the Lord. And I don't know why, I just thought I needed to call him, and I called him. And I shared with him what I'm sharing with you tonight. I said, I need to share this with you. I don't know why, but the Lord just laid on my heart. And he heard me out. And after I was done, he said, now I'm going to share what the Lord has shown me just this last 2 weeks.
Hmm.
And he said, I have not shared it with anyone, you know, because his family is not really converted.
Uh-huh.
The church that he attends doesn't accept any of these things that he shares, so he has to swallow it, basically. So he shared it, and he said, I'm going to share it with you. He said, it didn't make any sense to me until you shared what you did. And now it makes sense to me. And he said that the Lord took him out into outer space. Now, this was a couple of weeks ago, he said. He had this experience. Uh-huh. He couldn't sleep. He said that while he was awake, he kept seeing it. He kept seeing the same thing. He said the Lord took him into outer space, and basically he was very, very large, and he was watching, you know, the sun. The sun had was acting very, very, very violent. Many solar flares were taking place. The sun was very ferocious. It was acting up. And then he said there was a large black object in front of the sun, which I know what that is. He didn't know, but I know what that is. And that's the planet X. That is the Nibiru, the destroyer. And that object is so cold that the only way you can see it is by infrared lenses. That's why all these astronomers and astrophysicists, you know, they can't spot it.
Right.
Because you can't see it with the normal telescopes. That is why the Vatican just spent a fortune to build one in Arizona with infrared lenses. The most powerful telescope in the world. Why would the Vatican spend all that money on a telescope, infrared telescope? Because they know that this thing was coming, and they are one of the few that know that, and they built this the infrared telescope to look at it, just for that purpose. Why did the United States build this other huge telescope on the South Pole? Same reason, with an infrared. It was an infrared telescope, and so this object is so dense and so cold that it is totally black. It is totally devoid of light. Totally devoid of light, and so he saw this in front of the sun, and he saw the Earth going by. He said the Earth went by, and he was turning like it, you know, normal, like it usually does.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that this object was very threatening. And then when the Earth came, when it swung back around, he said that the Earth was, he looked at it, and it seemed like the Earth had been impacted, and it was wobbling.
Oh.
The Earth was wobbling, and the Earth had lost its orbit, and he said that the Earth started drifting towards the sun because he had lost its orbit. Something had impacted it, and he had lost its orbit, and it began to be dragged in the direction of the sun. And he said that he went to the Earth, and he embraced it with his arm, because he said he was huge. He embraced it with his arms, trying to pull it away from the sun back into orbit. And he said that he struggled, and he was just wrestling with it, trying to pull it back into orbit. And he said that eventually he managed to do that, and the Earth began to regain its spin, and it began to orbit the sun as it had before. And I believe that is basically, the Lord allowed him to see basically what maybe his angels are going to have to do, or the Lord himself is going to have to do in order for the Earth not to fall into the sun and be completely evaporated, destroyed. And, you know, the book of Isaiah said that the sun will turn seven times hotter. Well, that is one way that you could look at it, that could make the sun turn seven times hotter, don't you think, Larry?
I tell you what, I'm still looking back on that movie knowing every once in a while, and it was minor compared to what you're talking about seven times.
Well, I believe that's what he was shown, and you know, there's going to have to be a divine intervention.
Oh, absolutely, I believe that. Yeah.
Because the earth, even the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahushua, said that, you know, if those days were not shortened, there would be no flesh alive on planet Earth. And but he said, because of the elect, those days shall be shortened.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, you know, he shared that experience with me, and I told him, I said, brother, you have no idea how much this means. And now that, you know, you shared your piece of the puzzle with my piece of the puzzle and the other pieces of the puzzle that are going up right now, I am beginning to see a very dire picture of what may soon come about on this planet.
Yeah.
And there's another brother that, you know, and I had not heard from him in a while. He wrote me an email yesterday. And he said that, you know, he has a 9-year-old daughter that has a gift from the Lord, and, you know, a precious, precious girl. And this brother, you know, sometimes communicates with me. He has communicated with me in the past. And, you know, he shared in this particular case, he sent me a photo that, a picture that he drew, you know, with his daughter about what she has seen, because the Lord has given her a lot of things, and some of these things have appeared on the, you know, some of these things have appeared on websites, you know, and things of that nature, on Five Doves, and, you know, so anyways, his daughter, you know, she said that that Jesus appeared to her, and she saw these asteroids that were coming. She saw nuclear missiles. First, she saw nuclear missiles hitting the earth, and then she said that the nuclear missiles were going to happen at the rapture. Then she said she saw meteors and asteroids, meteors and one asteroid, one large asteroid, and a lot of smaller ones coming towards the earth. And then she said that after that there were going to be a lot of these angels, and she colored them red, fallen angels, and they're coming after the asteroids and the missiles. And she said that that one of the things that Jesus told her was basically he gave her a date. He said October 2013.
Oh, my.
Actually, he said that the date she saw was October 20, 2013.
Uh-huh.
And then he writes, he said, will it take longer? Will it delay longer, you know, question mark. But that's what she was given. Now, it is pretty interesting that all this talk is now about October of 2013.
Well, that's true.
And, I mean, it's incredible, but this brother from Puerto Rico also mentions the month of October and maybe November of this year, where, you know, as target dates where this thing might happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this brings us back to the comment that Daniel made about Ison. Now, is does this have anything to do with Ison? Could be.
Possibility.
What do you think, Larry?
Well, you know, interestingly, you know, I've seen the images that you've seen that have been taken of Ison, and from what I've seen of Ison, it doesn't look like just a common comet. It looks very, very unusual, like there's at least three or more pieces of the head of it, and then more maybe around it. But I'll tell you another thing, and I don't want to be secular here particularly, but, you know, the remote viewer Ed Dames has been most recently, as a matter of fact, I got a note from him the other day about the urgency of the time that we're in, and even a lot of the remote viewers, and I'm not pushing remote viewing. I want people to realize that I'm not telling people to do that. I'm just saying some have done that and came up with some answers and maybe a few more questions. But, you know, it's interesting that he had an experience where he saw a big war start, and then all of a sudden something cosmic came. In other words, I don't know if it's an asteroid or an object or whatever, how it all worked out, but when people looked up, even during that war, he said all the armies went home. In other words, it stopped the war. So, you know, with that little girl's dream or vision or experience, that would almost tune in with what she was seeing to a degree, talking about the missiles, and then something comes from space. I mean, you know, it's funny, all this stuff seems to kind of loosely tie together.
Yeah, it does. It does, you know, and we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, I know we just came very, very close to that missile part coming to pass. In Syria, and I mean, we came that close.
Oh, it was ready. I mean, it was absolutely ready. And I received an email. I watched pretty closely Joel Rosenberg, because Rosenberg worked for Netanyahu. And listen, Israel's fingers on the trigger now, even. And that whole, when that goes in the Middle East, I mean, you're not going to cover that one up. That's going to be a biggie. And, you know, here we are. We are in a, this is part of the somber that Daniel maybe heard me in my, you know, as I pray, because I do a lot of intercession. And my, the weight, like you said, is so heavy. And Augusto, recently I have felt, you used a different term, but I have felt my fragility. In other words, I have felt so fragile in this human flesh that some days I wonder if I wake up tomorrow. I mean, I really never know for sure. I was thinking of Richard Coombs the other day when I was really having one of my worst days, and I thought how that Richard Coombs, you know, I used to sit back and you know, he has AO, I can't remember the name of the website now, but AlphaOmegaReport.com is what it was, and, you know, he was incredible for years, followed the news, followed Israel, and one day I got an email from him on his website that said that He'd just heard that the father said he was coming home. And listen, in moments, I mean, you know, I know a few days passed, but it was like spiritually, it was just moments. He was gone. I mean, he went on to glory. But, you know, I think about that, and it makes me, I guess, feel fragile, but I realize at the same time that I'm only here to serve my master. I mean, seriously, and I know who my master is. But, you know, today, Augusto, the weight of all of these souls in the balance is really, really heavy. I mean, I'm sure you're picking it up, too. It's a heavy, it's almost difficult for me to talk, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I was in deep intercession today, too, and it just, I was almost unable to breathe. As I was travailing and weeping before the Lord, this thing is very close, people. This thing is very, very close. I'm not here to name dates, okay? I'm not a date setter. If I have shared anything, it's because either the Lord gave me, or I'm sharing with you what somebody else said. I don't name dates. And, you know, based on calculations or anything like that. But and we've shared this in previous programs. Everybody knows that next year and 2015 are the blood moons. I mean, you talk about things getting worse.
Oh, yeah.
And so this object, whatever it is, that is coming and is already in our solar system, because obviously we're seeing the effects of it, all these earthquakes and the volcanoes, and we really haven't seen nothing yet. This is just, we're just getting warmed up, and whether Ison is a comet or whatever it is going to, it has a lot of people concerned. It brings back memories of Elenin in 2011 when Elenin was discovered, and
You're right.
And you know, and the government was making a lot of preparations, and they were taking time off, just like it's happening now. But now it's worse. Back then, that's all they were doing. They were taking time off, and they, you know, many of them were going to Colorado, and you know, the Parliament in England was taking time off, you know, and the government agencies were taking time off. You know, that's all that was going on. But that was plenty. And thank God nothing happened. Well, this time is worse. This time all of those things are happening, okay, that happened during Elenin. But on top of that, they are setting aside a lot of these body bags and sarcophaguses, the boxes for, you know, for dead people. In one of the reports of this brother, he says that in the hangars over there in Puerto Rico, there are approximately 2.5 million body bags, and thousands of the plastic boxes, you know, the FEMA coffins that people have seen here in the States. He also said in his report that he sent me in Spanish that according to the figures that FEMA has given him, that he says that the dead there, right off the bat, is going to be in excess of 750,000 in the island, but it could reach as high as 2 million or maybe 2.5 million. But he sent me a map of the island in Puerto Rico, and the western third of the island is all going to be left underwater. And he also mentioned the fact that people with FEMA showed him a map where they have all the equipment, the helicopters, the military troops, the ambulances, and all their preparations. And they indicate where they believe the sea will come in.
Wow.
And
well, you know, Augusto, this brings to mind somebody else, an old preacher that he died about 10 years ago, but I met him. Matter of fact, I guess I'm where I'm at because of him to some degree. You remember I told you there was a old preacher that had came out of Texas that the Lord had sent to Mena, Arkansas to battle a spirit over that area? And anyway, his name was Marlowe. Everybody called him Brother Marlowe. But he was living in Beaumont, Texas, down by the Gulf Coast. And you know, I'm talking years ago, you know, 40 years ago probably. And when I met him up in this area, he was evangelizing up in here. And I had a few of his books I'd obtained over the years. And he told me that the Lord had literally told him, showed him a vision and told him of a great tsunami that would come into the Gulf of Mexico and that would just wipe out all that area of Texas, I guess, and Louisiana towards the Gulf region there, and come inland, and said, and told him to tell his family to flee north, you know. And, you know, he did. He went ahead and moved up into Arkansas, and then he went to Missouri, and then he went to be with the Lord, and he's gone. But I still remember his words. The warnings, the prophetic warnings, are out there over 40 or 50 years or 100 years with Anton Johansson of events that we're just now seeing maybe coming to pass soon in our lifetime.
Amen. Yeah, I believe so, Larry. And, of course, you know, this is not all going to happen all at once. I believe this is going to be the beginning, like I said before. I look back and I remember, I mean, I've had several dreams and visions of things of this nature where the Lord has shown me these things. And, you know, I have seen, one time I saw the island of Florida, or the peninsula of Florida, and I saw a hand just take like a marker and just mark off the bottom third of Florida.
Huh.
And it all disappeared. And then after that, he came the same hand and drew another line across Florida again, and this second line went all the way up to, I would say, around Ocala, Gainesville, somewhere around there, and everything south of that disappeared.
Huh.
And then, of course, the hand came back again and drew the third line, and that was it, brother. And
oh my, yeah.
And I believe this could very well be the first line, Larry. From what I'm hearing, if this event takes place just like I'm hearing, and I'm seeing, this one of the things that the Lord told this brother from Puerto Rico, his name is Efrain Rodriguez, and also the FEMA scientist and the NASA scientist told him was that Miami will be impacted. Miami will be tremendously impacted, and the eastern coast of the United States.
Augusta, isn't Miami somewhat like most, I guess, Louisiana? It's just barely above water anyway.
Oh, it's totally at sea level. I lived in Miami for 26 years, and the place where I lived in Miami was like 8 feet. You heard right, 8 feet above sea level. And the whole southern part of Florida, okay, I would say up to right where Lake Okeechobee is, okay, right beneath Orlando, right around there, it's flat, it's totally flat, and anything of that nature could very easily just go right on through it, nothing to stop it. There is no elevation there whatsoever. And, you know, the first high elevation in Florida you begin to encounter around Orlando, where it's around 120, I think it's 120, 130 feet above sea level. Then as you get up here, it gets a little bit higher, you know, and drier. But the other thing down there, Larry, is that it's all swamp.
Right.
That's where the Everglades are. It's all swamp. I mean, that whole area is water anyway. It's covered with water. It's swampy. The area of Miami literally had to be dried. It had to be dried up and water pumped out so that they could build.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole region down there is basically built upon a swamp. So, yes, anything like that would wipe it out. It would wipe it out, and I have seen it. The Lord has shown me Miami in another visions. There's many things that I have not shared, either on the website or in public. But the Lord has shown me many, many, many other dreams and visions about Miami, and Miami was gone. It was all covered in water, and I really pray the people that live in that region to please move now. Get out now while you can. If you hear this message, please don't take it lightly. It's going to happen. Okay? The Lord may spare you, but listen, you're going to lose everything. Everything. And like I said before, there's going to be such horrendous destruction that this country, FEMA, it's just not going to be enough. Look what happened in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
That was just one hurricane in one area. And look what happened. They barely couldn't handle it. How long did it take them to get there? When these things happen, you're going to be on your own. All of us, We're going to be on our own. Only God is going to be there for us, our Father. So, what can I tell you? Get close to Him. Make your calling and election sure. Get your life straight now with the Lord. And please, if you live in this zone, if you have people living in Puerto Rico, family, especially the western part of Puerto Rico or on the coast, get in touch with them, please. Miami, the East Coast, Gulf Coast, in the islands, in the Caribbean, all that area is in danger. All these little islands, all those little islands in the Caribbean, they are in extreme danger. Extreme danger. Listen to what I'm saying. Extreme danger. So, I don't know what else to say, but this thing, there have been reports from Puerto Rico that there are many, many of these MREs that are arriving by the thousands, by the millions, and water. I mean, why are they doing that over there, you see? These are signs. These are telltale signs.
Another thing, Augusto, that I finally remembered where I was trying to, a few years ago, you remember there was a lot of our military and ships went to an area there off Costa Rica, and there was rumors that they stored a lot of stuff in that region. You're more familiar with that area than I am, but for years now, it seems like they've been preparing for something all through the Caribbean.
Yeah. Yeah, they have known about this for a while, and, so they have known this about this for a while, but the thing about it is that I guess, you know, these people have telescopes, and their scientists, I guess, have confirmed that there is indeed, you know, this object. I mean, remember when that asteroid hit over Russia, the skies of Russia, they knew that, you know, that object was coming, and they told everybody, you know, don't worry, it's not going to hit us. Well, it did hit us. And,
it did.
He hit Russia. Yeah, he hit Russia. And, you know, it. Thank God that the atmosphere disintegrated it. But how much can our atmosphere take?
That's true. That is true.
How much can our atmosphere? I mean, our magnetic pole, Larry, is shifting. How many, like 50-something feet per day? I think it's 59 probably feet per day, I think it is. If I am correct on that number. I mean, this is not an inch a day. This is not an inch a year. This is 59 feet a day, I believe it is, a day. The airports are having to, to change their markings for the planes because they keep changing.
Yeah.
This, you know, the Earth is beginning to shift. The magnetic pole is beginning to shift. And nobody seems to know why. Or nobody seems to want to tell why this is happening. So, you know, Puerto Rico is not a big island. It's only, what, like 4 million? 4 million.
I think we have a lot of military and maybe some satellite stuff there. But you know, I think we had a little bit of a naval base there, too, but I'm not sure. Probably about 4 million, maybe.
Yeah. Well, this man, you know, he wrote a letter to NASA, and, you know, I mean, he's done his work. He's done a good job, and he's done his work, I'm going to be doing another show on Monday with Hagman and Hagman, and I'm trying to share this as much as I can with the different audiences,
sure.
The Lord has mentioned to me to do something in with a station here. He even gave me a station in Miami, which I didn't even know where this station was. And this was a couple of weeks ago, and he told me, I want you to warn my people. And I said, Lord, I have been warning your people. What do you mean? he kept saying, I want you to warn my people. And he gave me a station in South Florida and Miami, which I didn't even know it was there. And when I looked it up in the internet, lo and behold, it was a station in Miami. So I'm going to try to see if I can get there, or get on the station in Miami. And it's not going to be easy, but the Lord is going to have to do it. And so this is how serious this thing is, people. This is very serious.
Absolutely.
Praise God. Is there anything else you have in your heart, Larry?
Huh?
Anything else on your heart before we close?
It's just, tonight has just been a night of, you know, I don't know about the people listening, but I do know that, you know, you and I both, and I guess Daniel too, our hearts are just, there's such a weight and a heaviness involving millions of souls. And it's hard to share. I mean, it's so heavy. I'm like you during this show. I've had to sit here and make myself breathe. I'd catch myself holding my breath almost. It's so heavy. And I don't know how to put out to people any more than what we've said tonight, that we're in a very dire time frame. As a matter of fact, Augusto, this is a little secular too, but I listen to music sometimes. I'm a little weird. Of course, God knows me, but I picked up a tape or a CD the other day to put in my pickup, and it was a younger group. I'd never heard of them before, but it was the band Perry. And anyway, I put it in, and guess what song was playing? End of Time.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought of you because, you know, with your experience, and I'll tell you, there's just so many witnesses, little things like that. That grabbed my attention and let me know that we're in a dire time frame.
Wow. Well, that is incredible. That is incredible. And, you know, it's. I believe we are definitely in the end of times right now, and the people don't know it. You know, so many churches are just continuing the business as usual, you know, the modus operandi is just, you know, business as usual. And my God, I mean, they have no idea what is about to take place.
I'm so literally shocked because when I look at America, and of course I was born and live in America. You came to America for a haven, but as you said, the churches and the population of America are just sitting back watching this thing play out, and, you know, right there in their face is Babylon. I mean, Babylon, right in their face. And it's like here we are this close to the, well, you know, if I'd have had your experience in the throne room, which I didn't, and given the date that you just shared tonight for the very first time, my Lord, that's sobering. I mean, that is so sobering.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy, and this is pretty much what the Lord said. You know, He said that He would catch them unawares. That is the scripture. He says that He would catch them unawares when these things would happen. But he said that not everybody would be caught unawares, but only those, you know, that walked in darkness. Uh-huh. Those that walked in the light, it would not catch them unawares. But he said that when it comes, it's going to catch them unawares, and he's going to catch them. It's going to snap on them like a trap, and no one will escape. And it is a horrible thing. I know it sounds bad, but you know, if you knew the evil that is going on this world, if you knew the blood sacrifices and the human sacrifices and the trafficking with children, with babies, and the abortions and the homosexuality and the corruption, the all the horrible things that are happening, and if you could feel the pain of God, of the Lord, in all these things taking place, and even His own church, His bride, is following after these Baals and these ungodly foreign gods and, you know, lovers. and committing fornication with them, if you could feel the pain in his heart, maybe you could then understand a little better why these things are going to happen and the judgment that's about to fall on this world. And I mean, I can understand now more than ever why the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
You know, when you read the scriptures carefully, it says there that Lot was a righteous man. Lot was a righteous man, but he had a worldly family. It says there that his heart was grieved, was vexed continually with the sinful activities going on around him in all of Sodom and Gomorrah. His spirit was grieved, was vexed from the immorality, from the corruption, from the homosexuality, the ungodly acts that were committed day by day by day. And, you know, when it came time for God to judge that place, only Lot was delivered. And his family was delivered with him because they were his family. But I believe that they were not right with the Lord either. And, you know, God had to send an angel, two angels actually, to remove him from there. And so that he would not be destroyed when the angels destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And I believe the Lord will once again send his angels to deliver those that are his from destruction. And I was questioning the Lord about this, Larry. You know, I get up many times in the morning early to pray and to read the Bible. And I always ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want to tell me today? What is it that you want to share with me? And I am very concerned about this, Lord. I'm very concerned about this. You know, all these things that are coming up on the earth, I am very concerned. And I said, I need you to talk to me. And he took me to 2 Peter. He took me to 2 Peter, chapter 2. And he says, if God spared not, in verse 4, God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. And spared not the ancient world, but saved Noah, their eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them by a catastrophe, making them an example unto those that later should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy behavior of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Look what he says in verse 9, Larry and Dorothy, and everyone listening out there. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations.
Amen.
And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. And that's what the Lord gave me. He says, I know how to deliver the godly. You think I don't know how to deliver the righteous, the godly? Do you think I don't know how to deliver them? I know how to deliver the godly out of trouble. Praise God. And that's the only good news about this program tonight, Larry.
Well, I really do, Augusto. I believe that we are literally fulfilling tonight Amos 3 and 7. I mean, if people want to read that for themselves, Amos 3 and 7, that's where this warning came from, the heart of God. I really believe, truly believe that, and I believe the Lord set you up, Augusto, to deliver this message, and I really appreciate it so much that you did that.
Well, I just do my part, Larry. I'm no one special. By the grace of God, I am who I am, and I appreciate your friendship and your prayers and your, you know, throughout the years. And I was thinking not too long ago how long I have known you. I have known you since back in 1997 or 98. I met you the first time. That's a long. It has rained a lot since then.
There's been a lot of water under the bridge. Under the bridge we've been walking on. Amen.
My goodness. And so I do appreciate.
It's absolutely been a blessing. And I'll tell you what, you've been a blessing to me, and I know to Dorothy and all the listeners. I mean, you're always there with a word from the Lord, and you can't count on a lot of people for that. But you always give it, Augusto, and then you throw out an anchor of hope.
Praise God. Praise God. We have a hope. We have the blessed hope, and that is our Lord and beautiful Savior, Jesus
Amen.
Christ. And if it was not for him, where would we be? And
absolutely.
He's all we have. And so throw yourself before him. Throw yourselves before him and just tell him you love him tonight. Make it right with him. Make peace with him. Make peace with you, with your loved ones. Make peace with those that you may have had a fight with. Forgive them, and just focus upon the Lord. Focus upon him, because he really does love you, and he cares for you, and he's in pain when you turn your back on him and you don't give him his rightful place in your life. So
that's right. That's absolutely right. And Augusto, to those that have aught with the Lord or contention with the Lord over old hurts or wounds, I just pray peace in Jesus' name all around them.
Amen. Yes, Father, just grant them peace and grant them forgiveness, and that they may, Lord, be able, Lord, to repent and make it right tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we just seal this program with your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb. And again, we bless Dorothy for the wonderful job she does. She's always so faithful and constant in delivering the programs, and very, very faithful and organized. And, you can count on her. And thank you, Larry, for being able to do the show. I know you haven't been feeling well, but for doing the show tonight with us. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And praise God. Just keep looking for him.
Amen. And God bless you, my brother, and you too, Dorothy. God bless you. Talk to y'all later.
Thank you, gentlemen, for I know it was very emotionally draining to share all this news with us this evening. And I would encourage everybody that's listening and those who listen to the archives, share this with as many people as you can. It was a bit of a heavy program tonight. I'm a little verklempt myself. But thank you all for coming. Father bless you all. And thank you so much, Larry and Augusto.
God bless
you.
Good
night, everybody.
Your sister. Good night.